For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You ready for the Celtics without Tatum?
I'm doubtful.
What happened there? A little minor, came back clean, x-ray, wrist injury. Now doubtful for a playoff game?
Well,
I don't like that.
Shams just told you. It's bone bruise. It's pain tolerance.
Bone bruise.
Apparently he can't tolerate it is apparently what's going on. I mean, I don't know what else I'm supposed to be led to believe.
He hasn't missed the game yet.
Nope. So, no, in fact, I'm not so sure he's going to, but
you think
we'll
he plays?
See.
I mean, doubtful usually means out, right? And like most sports,
they've had guys doubtful and then upgrade. Terp will talk to Terp at High Noon, and I don't know if they've done it with Tatum specifically, but they've had guys doubtful, upgraded to questionable, day of game, and then played. They've done that before.
All right, so I guess that's the case. So yesterday,
if he's doubtful, they'll rule
him. If he's doubtful later this afternoon, then I think he's out.
Yeah,
but if he's questionable, maybe he plays.
They might even rule him out later today,
and then he should get a hero's welcome for coming back from a wrist bruise.
Yeah, no, for sure. Willis Reed.
Yep.
Honestly, what's more impressive, him playing tonight or Pierce getting? We were all watching the Celtic City episode last night. We were just talking about it.
Pierce
off here.
Didn't ask for the wheelchair.
No,
he made it clear.
He didn't know where it came from.
He didn't know where it came from. Ray Allen, he's catching strays from Ray Allen about the wheelchair. came back.
Bill Plaschke was all over him.
Dude, Bill Plaschke
was
loser.
Entertaining.
Loser.
You didn't like Bill Plaschke?
I think, now, I don't want to make fun of him. I don't know if there's something wrong with him, so I don't want to like go overboard. So I'll just stick to his takes. He's comparing the Lakers and the Celtics. So Bill Plaschke's the guy with the LA Times, used to be on like Around the Horn. Yeah, and so he's like the representation of like Laker media in the Celtic city.
He's the LA's, Dart Adams, Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, he's
their like celebrity fan.
So he's like,
despite being a journalist,
when you look around the stands, they don't have any celebrity fans. I was like, that's the metric? That's the like, do you think, how
then
many Lakers?
Take a shot at Donnie Wahlberg.
Then he's like, people, okay. Donnie Wahlberg, the only one they have, but whatever. He can take a shot at Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, that's well deserved.
No, it's not. Wahlberg, he's a good fan. But like the Laker fans, how many are actually Laker fans, or they just moved to LA to be in movies and they thought it'd be cool to go to the games? I'll give you Jack Nicholson. He seems to love it and he's there all the time.
Uh-huh.
But everybody else, that's the sign of a good franchise is if you have a few idiot celebrity fans in the crowd.
Well, that's how LA fans look
at
it, which is why
they're
fake Fairweather fans.
That was pathetic.
But Plaschke was funny.
But I did like
he
that
He was like,
episode.
Oh, Pierce is done. Shut up. He hit you with a
he
shut
didn't,
up.
He didn't ask for it. And to be fair, they throw it to the back, and was it Lisa Salters or Michelle Tafoya? I forget. One of the
Tafoya sounds right.
I think it was Tafoya, and she was like, Pierce asked to walk back there, and they said no. So, like, he did ask to walk back there.
Text line
let the record
says,
show.
Text line says, Bill Plaschke is alive and well. Light his ass up, Keith.
I don't know how well he is, but he was definitely alive when they filmed this.
All right. So, Twitch chat already, because we're talking about Tatum. We've been sidetracked. We're talking about Tatum, his toughness. If it's a pain tolerance thing, isn't that about toughness? Like, people are like, oh, Tatum can't tolerate pain if he doesn't play. If it's a pain tolerance thing, we're talking about toughness, are we not? Nothing's broken.
Is it just up to him would be my question. If you're hurt or banged up, injured, however you want to describe it, and they say, hey, you can play, it's going to hurt, or you can wait a few days and it's going to feel better, game two against the Orlando Magic, the trainers might say you're not playing.
I think that's a factor. It's like, hey, it's game seven. Could you go against OKC?
You better go against OKC, yeah.
But it's game two against the Magic, and they can probably beat Orlando without Tatum. In fact, they largely did in game one.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I understand maybe there's not as high of an urgency there. So if they're holding him back, I guess it's not just about his pain tolerance. So there's a few different ways to look at it. But no, it's a bone bruise. And it's pain tolerance. That's what Shams said.
Yeah.
And he's doubtful. He's not out yet. So let's see. Something tells me maybe he just doesn't like that people are highlighting Joe Mazzulla, yelling at him on the sidelines, like, oh, you're fake hurt, get up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His mom wants to go yell at the other team.
Yeah, that's not a great
and
thing.
And maybe there's a touch of sensitivity to that. So, you know, he was really hurt. Don't you know? He's doubtful tonight. Don't you know he's really hurt?
Not off to a great start.
I wonder if there's some blowback to the whole way it was characterized, starting with his mother and his coach and everybody else, because it's not the first time Tatum's done it. I heard Greg arguing about it with Courtney and Greg and Mego today, and this is what Tatum does. He milks these things when he gets up from injury all the time.
But he doesn't miss games.
No.
Right? For the most part, he plays. Like, the most part, he's very durable. He's never missed a playoff game. And in the regular season, I mean, a handful of guys in the NBA play 82 games. So he's never played 82 games, but he plays 72, 74. Like, he plays a ton of games. But yeah, it's not unique to the NBA player in 2025 to get a Charlie horse and roll around on the ground and look for a flagrant. I don't like it. You don't like it. Nobody really likes it, no. But he's certainly not unique in that sense.
And people say, well, it's the league and there's a lack of toughness in the NBA, which fine, maybe
that's
there is. There probably
probably
is.
Probably true.
But look at his own teammate. And this might be a good example of exactly what you were just talking about, Keith. Jaylen Brown, I feel like, has toughness, but he does miss a lot of games.
He misses more games, yeah.
Tatum doesn't seem like the toughest to me. I don't think he is the toughest, but he plays a bunch of – he hardly ever misses games. I'm still going to be surprised if he misses tonight.
Yeah.
So
– I think the league has also done this where, you know, we were talking about the flagrant, whether that's a flagrant or not.
It's not.
It certainly isn't, but they review everything. Yeah. And if you lay on the ground a little bit longer, they might review it and they might do that. So just like, you know, flopping in soccer and then flopping is sort of, you know, found a place in the NBA. Like, trying to steal calls and things like that is obnoxious. I mean, the best player in the league for over a decade, maybe two decades, LeBron James, he acts like he's getting, you know, shot with a gun every time he goes
and
down
Celtics
and
fans
then
hate
stays
that.
In the game.
Celtics fans hate that about LeBron. They hate it about him. They can't stand him. Oh, you flopped. Oh, get up. You're fine.
Well, I hated it about Marcus Smart. I hate it when any of these guys do that.
And
so does Joe Mazzulla. But that's the difference. I can hate it. You can hate it. A guy in the balcony can hate it. When the head coach hates it, and when the head coach is making it clear that he hates it, that's I don't know how that's going to shake out.
And again, so Jaylen misses games.
Yeah.
But Jaylen also has been playing through an injury for a month, maybe selfishly, but was playing through an injury for a month. He's out there, doesn't look completely right to me. At bare minimum, he looks rusty in game one. He's out there, and Jaylen doesn't do what Tatum does with all the histrionics and the slow to get up and milking the injury or trying to draw a flagrant foul or whatever. So just, you don't need to look anywhere else. Look at the team. And if Jaylen gets knocked down on the baseline like that, he's up.
Yeah.
And Tatum's writhing around because of a bone bruise. And so I'm not saying it doesn't hurt. But if it's a pain tolerance thing, it's not keeping him out of the game.
Yeah.
Unless he doesn't want to go, it's too much for him. Or the trainers are just saying it's not worth it because the Magic suck. But
that's what I would think. Now, do you-
Shams called it a pain tolerance thing, which leads me to believe it's up to him. It's his choice, and does he want to play through it?
But
we'll find out.
Do they have to shoot him up? Like, is it that kind of thing? Because, like, with Jaylen Brown, they had to shoot him up, and you're like, all right, you're shooting this guy up so he can maybe make All-NBA third team? Like, maybe? Like, was that the thing? And I know it's like, oh, it's the playoffs. You got to take every team seriously. You don't have to take the Orlando Magic seriously. So if you want to sit him out a little bit longer, I'm okay with that. Now, we don't know if it's Tatum bagging out, you're like, all right, that's not obviously a good look. But you do have to take the round and the opponent into account. At least I do. Because you're right. It would be a much different story if this was game five of a 2-2 series with the Cavs and you're talking about a bruise. You'd be like, dude, you got to get out there. But if it's, hey, the NBA Finals are going to be 2 months from now, essentially. So, like, we need to be as healthy as possible. And if that means take a day, which you end up getting, what, 4 days off with all the time off in between these games, if that's better for the long run, like, then I'm okay with it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Real quick, tell me if this gives you any indication of anything. Tatum is doubtful. He's not out, but he's doubtful.
Yes.
The Celtics opened as a 12.5-point favorite against Orlando. They are currently a 10.5-point favorite. Does that tell you anything about... Okay, but does it tell you anything about... It's just a hedge because Tatum's doubtful. They still expect him to play. How much will that move once he's actually downgraded?
Yeah.
Or is that just an indication of what you just said? They don't even need Tatum to sweep this team.
Right. I think they don't want to take it completely off the board because it's day of the game, so they want people to be able to bet on this game and not lose out money on that. But then they also want to wait and see what it is because they are so much better. And you saw him not have a very good game, and Derek White scores 30, and Peyton Pritchard's big off the bench. And like they don't really need one guy. If they had like two guys hurt, maybe that really affects the line. But I think one guy, even when it's your best guy against Orlando, I don't think he's going to swing it too much.
Yeah, I mean, the Magic only have two guys.
Right.
So if the Celtics are down one, what's the big deal?
Five.
You can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number all day long for Jones and Keith. You can text us there as well. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keith. You can still vote in yesterday's Hate It or Love It. Tet Maroa McMillan.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. The hate is flowing.
People don't like Tet McMillan.
And it's a lot of votes.
In your face, Shimes.
Let the hate flow through you.
So you can continue to vote there. We'll get you another player today. It'll be Tyler Warren. That's at 11:45. We'll give you five guys we don't want in the draft coming up at 10:45. So you can see that on social media as well. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on today in particular.
Sure.
Questioning a professional athlete's toughness. It's good in there. And on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI about 15 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Charlie Jacobs, Cam Neely, Don Sweeney are all scheduled to speak.
You were talking about the NFL draft and the approval rating for some of these guys, the love it or hate it. What do you think the approval rating is right now for these three gentlemen that are about to speak?
Low, I would say.
Oh, man. Hate.
If you had to choose one or the other.
Sweeney would be somehow beneath even Tet McMillan.
I think so.
I would think
at this point in time.
So they're scheduled to speak at 10:30. Anything interesting there, we'll relay it along. If they start on time, maybe we'll even play you some of that. Coming up again at 10:30, 11 o'clock, we'll get more into the Patriots and their plans for the draft. Would you rather at 11:30 and Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. So a busy, busy day. Let me play you something we played late in the show yesterday. This is Al Horford on Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and his track record leading up to the hard foul on Tatum yesterday. Here's a quick exchange on that.
You look pretty upset after the foul on Jason there the other night. Did you think there was something extra there? Or,
yes.
You know, what were you trying to convey?
There was something extra. It was about the second or third time that especially KCP went at him in that way. So, yeah.
I mean, I think this just more speaks to how soft the league is in general. I mean, if you think that's going at him, like, that's rough. I mean, it's the playoffs. The intensity should pick up a little bit. The physicality, as much as it can, should pick up a little bit. And maybe this is a little unfair just because I've been watching all the Celtics sitting recently, but like you see like what a hard foul used to be versus now crying about it with like a flagrant and this, that, and the other thing, like going at him. We've seen guys in the league go at other guys and like blatant kind of headshots, and you're like, oh, that's just like a dirty foul. We've seen guys get undercut. We've seen some just really cheap, dirty stuff. Hell, we watched Marcus Smart play for 10 years here. Yeah. So we've seen a lot of stuff. I don't know. Maybe there was some other stuff that the cameras didn't pick up, but I didn't look at that. Like, foul. That's a foul. It's a shooting foul. Go
definitely
to the line. Take
foul.
Your shot. Yeah, it's obviously a foul. I'm not trying to tell you, like, the prison rules.
Right.
But, like, that's a foul.
Get up. Take your free throws. That's all
on.
It should have been. Yeah.
But I mean,
and instead, it, on the days, and there's 8 million days in between these games.
That doesn't help.
But you have Tatum writhing around in pain for a bruise. You have Horford in between games going, yeah, I think there was more to it. So I'll read into that. Do you think the Magic physicality bothers the Celtics?
It seems like it's bothering Horford, or maybe he just doesn't like how they're doing it. Maybe he thinks it's kind of cheap. But if you're the Magic, you got to think, all right, this is our only chance. This is our only chance. We probably don't actually have a chance, but we got to at least ruffle their feathers a little bit. They don't like it this way. Maybe we can get them out of their game a little bit. Who knows? If you're them and you're just trying to think, like, how do we pull off this miracle of an upset? Tatum might already miss game two. Horford clearly seems frustrated. Can they call everything? Maybe we just keep playing super physical and see if we can, like, muck the game up a little bit because we're not nearly as talented as them.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's not Michael Jordan, but there were Jordan rules for a reason, and this isn't the 80s. But if you're a team like Orlando, really, if you're most teams in the league, Oklahoma City is probably the one team
that can match up.
That I think talent-wise can match up. If you're pretty much anybody else, this is the kind of stuff you got to resort to because the Celtics are too comfortable. You watch them play, they're way too comfortable. They're running down, they're jacking
pass,
up threes.
Pass, three, pass, pass,
yeah,
pass,
I mean,
three.
They're way too comfortable. Yeah. So how do you make them uncomfortable? You muck it up, as you said. You get physical with them. And it sounds to me like the Magic's physicality is bothering the Celtics. Clearly bothers Tatum. Clearly bothers Horford. I think Mazzulla doesn't bother.
No, Mazzulla loves it.
Some other guys on the team maybe not, and large,
yeah,
the Celtics are too comfortable. So how do you make them uncomfortable? This is how. The Magic are not a talented enough team to even get a game off the Celtics, I don't think. But is there a game plan there, a blueprint there for other teams to take advantage of? We talked about that yesterday, and then this Horford cut came out late in the show, and I find that to be interesting. So how do they start tonight? Is there any extra messaging for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope? Is he given the green light to just go off? Does Tatum even suit up? How much do they need him in this game? What does his availability, or lack thereof, say about Jason Tatum and his toughness? You can jump in all day long on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. We're off and running. We'll take some of that Bruins press conference. Charlie Jacobs, Cam Neely, and Don Sweeney coming up right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with Sophie.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.